The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour, where we discuss critical issues and explore actionable solutions for our nation's challenges. Welcome to the Power Hour.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Power Hour. Donald Jeffries here, guest hosting today, trying to do my best, and I appreciate all the callers. You guys really help add to the show. I love hearing from you. Again, the phone lines will remain open for the entire show, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Our guest is with us. R.B. Hamm is a Canadian. He's from the Great White North, land of SCTV, and he has been doing great work. He's an activist, and he's a host of the Beyond the Pale podcast over on Rumble. I've been happy to be on his show, and he's been on this Trump assassination attempt from the very beginning, just as I have. R.B., are you there?
I am here. How do I sound?
Good. Sound great. So,
all right.
So, you've been listening to us so far? We're gonna. I have a couple clips that I hope will play that will go over some other suspect things. So, what are your impressions? What we've been talking about, and were you dubious about this from the very beginning?
Well, I'd like to inform the conversation by going back to the fact that I've been researching these kind of events and these kind of crises, these kind of psychological operations for 30 years now. Before 2001, I was one of the nascent people that had a blog on the internet long before it was cool, and it was called R.B. Hamm's Truth and Consequences. And like you, an old-time lefty, I was at the time railing against the Clinton administration, saying, well, these guys are destroying the middle class here in the United States. And here in Canada, we had Brian Mulroney doing the same thing, destroying the working, the middle working class by cracking down on unions, shipping, destroying the industrial base, shipping all the jobs over to China and Mexico and the third world, and for lower wages, and international banksters were in on it, and the multinational corporations were all in on it. You could see, so I was like looking at that stuff from that way. And then, of course, 2001 happened, and I started writing about that. And next thing you know, that's when they started clamping down on anybody who had a different opinion of things. But so I've been doing this for quite a while, and all the events that have happened since, including 9/11, and then you have the 7/7 bombing in London, and all the school shootings, and all the anomalies, and all the absurdities, and it's a rabbit hole. I think it's almost laid out, like you talked about calling cards. They lay this stuff out, so you go scurrying down the rabbit hole, and you got to look at the big picture, take a step back, and see, okay, we can agree there's something wrong here, but what's the big picture? And I think the big picture is that these people, these powers that ought not be, thrive on chaos, and I think. If you go back to William Cooper in his book Beyond the Pale Horse, he talks about this order ab chaos, these people that are in charge who may have some internecine rivalries and fight against each other, but they all agree on the same thing. They want to bring order out of chaos. And this is a perfect way to do it. You keep the people divided, fighting against each other. They have these events, and then you have people with one theory fighting against people with another theory, and it's all, you know, it's left, or, you know, the old left-right paradigm, keep them fighting against each other so you don't see what's going up top. I see this, and this is another classic example.
Well, there's no question about it. So let's, I want to get your impressions. I have a couple of the things that, if you sent me some of this stuff, let's hold on a second. Okay, wait a minute. Let me share the screen here. Hold on a second. Oh, wait a minute. We messed up. Hold on a second. Hold on, guys. Hold on a second. All right. I don't know what happened here. My computer's freezing up now. Oh, come on. Sorry, guys. Hold on a second. My laptop is... Oh, come on. Anyhow, okay. Can you still hear me?
Yep.
Okay, good. Okay, just the video is frozen up. So hopefully this video, this will come back. Maybe I won't even attend. What you heard there was somebody purporting to be Thomas Matthew Crooks, and he said all three of his names, by the way. And he looked like the side pictures we've seen of the guy supposedly there, but of course the fact checkers are telling us it wasn't him. But I guess I'm not going to try to play that. It will freeze up. If this thing ever comes back, and again, I apologize for it. Hopefully, come on, stop spinning here. Basically what he said, my name is Thomas Matthew Crooks. I hate Republicans. I hate Trump.
Yeah, so he was talking about Matthew Thomas Crooks and the weird video that was sent, and it shows this guy who looks a lot like the supposed assassin saying, my name is Matthew Thomas Crooks. I hate the Republican Party. I hate Donald Trump. I am not the man I am not the guy you're looking for. He leans in and then it goes blank, which is really weird. And of course, all the other things that, all the anomalies of that day, of course, all the eyewitnesses yelling at the police and the Secret Service that there's a guy up on the roof. The cop that goes up to confront him, it goes back down. The fact that Secret Service snipers are on a barn near the president while he's talking, and they have a clear line of sight on the shooter, and they wait until after he starts shooting to take him out. You have all these other anomalies about the Secret Service. It comes out, of course, that there's only one guy on that, the lead guy on that, on the Secret Service team, just happens to be the only one who's permanent, and they've got all these temps there. And that is really strange also. I'm going to talk about this. Susan Crabtree over at, I'm going to just bring this up. You guys can't see what I'm looking at, but I'm telling you. Susan Crabtree over at Real, what's the name of her organization? I can't see. But anyway, Real Clear Politics. She's talking about, she's told that the permanent agent from Trump's detail during the rally was Special Agent in Charge Kern. Two sources in the Secret Service community told me. All others were temps. Pittsburgh U.S. field office had a Jill Biden visit and designated a lot of resources to her, the source said. Also, the advance work only occurred one day beforehand because of a lack of resources. Where were the resources? The Pittsburgh field office had a Jill Biden visit and designated a lot of resources to her. And the source remarked, that is effing unbelievable to me. And it's very odd that they would pull all the permanent guys off the detail and have all these temps there, of course. Now, we get down to other things here. Charlie Kirk tweeted this out. Sources tell NBC News that the roof where the shooter was located was a well-known high-priority vulnerability identified in a security walkthrough the day before. They confirmed that the counter-sniper did not need approval to shoot and did not follow prior protocol. So, and then leading report comes out with a post last night saying, breaking, Secret Service has blamed local law enforcement for failing to secure the rooftop from which the gunman attempted to kill DJT, insisting that the rooftop was outside the perimeter of the federal agency responsible for protecting. So all this stuff is kind of unbelievable. Everybody's into it. Every year, ass mode. There's anomalies about the Secret Service team that are supposed to be protecting Donald Trump. And now, of course, it makes no sense that a shooter with a clear line of sight only 140 yards away is unmolested up there in full view of Secret Service. And so there's obviously a stand-down order. So if there is an assassination attempt, and this is a real thing on Donald J. Trump, it has to be an inside job. All the arrows are pointing that way. And, of course, the Marjorie Taylor Greene, Candace Owens, and all these people are coming up and pointing all this out and demanding a real investigation into it. So if this is a real assassination attempt, this is obviously, if you believe that narrative, they're trying to take Donald J. Trump out because they fear him. But if you look at it the other way, the worst thing they could do is do something of this like this. If you look at it from the big picture, like I said, killing Donald J. Trump or perhaps failing to kill Donald Trump, in both circumstances will blow back horribly on the Democrats. Go back on them big time because, of course, if Trump gets killed, he's a martyr. They're going to bring somebody else in to run in the election in his name. They'll lose the election that way. This way also missing him and making him a martyr in another way.
Can you hear me, RB?
Guarantees that they lose the election.
Can you hear me, RB?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. Fine.
Yeah,
sorry about that, guys.
I
do not know what's going on. This laptop has never done this. maybe this is a, I shouldn't have tried to play that video, I guess. I know that somebody claims it's Matthew, Thomas Matthew Crooks, but as soon as I did that, man, this thing has gone bonkers. It's just spinning and I can't do anything. So hopefully people can hear me. I apologize for that. And I'm not sure if I can even see any callers from here. I guess Todd can let us know if we get any callers back. Thanks for handling it, RB. I don't know.
No problem. I was just talking about the weird anomalies about how they allowed the assassin to just walk up, you know, right up onto the roof with his gun and everybody, all the eyewitnesses pointing it out, Secret Service clear line of shot at him, but didn't shoot until after he took the shot. The fact that a cop went up there and supposedly confronted him and went back down, all these weird things showing that if this was a real assassination attempt, it had to be an inside job, of course. And now all the leading Republicans and the commentators in that space are calling for an investigation. It's such an obvious inside job. This is going to blow back on the Democrats big time. And if this was a real assassination attempt and they did take Trump out, well, they make him a martyr, and the MAGA movement puts up another guy in his place, and they're going to sweep the next election. If they fail, of course, which they did, they make him a martyr in a different way. He's going to sweep to election because he's going to have all this momentum behind him, and the iconic photo, of course, will be everywhere. So, right. Obviously, if you want to take a look at the big picture, none of that makes sense, right?
No, I mean, I think the main calling card was that the Secret Service basically holding, and of course I can't go back to the picture now, but they're holding, maybe I'm restarting my laptop, so hopefully that'll work. Sorry guys, if you listen to my TFR show, especially in the past, we went through these things all the time. I don't know, some people said they're, you know, somebody's screwing with me. I don't know, but it was kind of weird that everything was working fine until I decided to try to play that. Let's face it, people say that video is a fake, and maybe it is. I don't know, I don't know enough about this guy to know if that was really him or not, but I do know that if it was him and he's going on, he's making a video before the shooting and he says, I hate Republicans, I hate Trump. And then he comes close to the camera and says, but you got the wrong guy. I mean, can you get any more conspiracy than that? So I don't know. The fact checkers are saying it's not real, but that's what I tried to play. And boy, it just went right off, so I'm not going to try to even play the other video. Okay, it looks like now, see if I can get back to them. Okay, I think I'm going to get back here. Hold on a second, I might be able to get back to, let's see. See if it lets me join the call. Let's see, okay. I'm going to cut that, let's, okay. Okay. Can people see me now?
Yeah, you have to hang up.
Let me hang up. Okay. All right. How's that? Okay, sorry, guys. I apologize for that, but we're back to where we were. So what I was saying, RB, I don't know if you saw it. This is what I'm concentrating on. Oh, again, I have to share the screen. This is what I'm concentrating on. And that is this particular, you know, the photo, the iconic photo. And I don't know what your analysis is, but I'm seeing this fist raised triumphantly. We see the flag placed strategically. But what are the Secret Service agents doing? Like, this guy looks disinterested. He looks like he's posing for a picture. That's what he looks like. He's just saying, okay, do I look good? Here's the DEI hire who's ducking down herself instead of making Trump duck down. This guy in the back, I have no idea what he's doing. He's either hugging another Secret Service agent or what is he doing? And Trump's front is completely unprotected. They're lifting him up in perfect position for another shot, aren't they?
Yeah, it's against all the Secret Service protocol. A lot of ex-Secret Service guys, ex-snipers are all over the internet saying that this is what not to do in this situation. You have to cover him at all times.
Yeah.
In a real situation, they would have bundled him right away, gotten him off the stage in a tortoise shell, like they would form a tortoise shell around him and walk him off the stage.
Absolutely.
Nice and quick.
Yes, exactly.
They would have backed the
no,
car
instead
right
they
up
kept him
stairs.
Up. He was there to pump his fist over and over again. So I think we have Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, are you there?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry for the delay. I can hear you. I'm so good to be back. How are you?
Okay. Okay, this is something I heard last night from Michael Gaddy on a program, and he's former NSA. And he was going to different assassinations, Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Bobby, Huey Long, and who's the guy that was running for president, former
Wallace?
Governor of Alabama,
George Wallace.
George Wallace, going through that. And I think he has it on the ball when he said that they're so desperate to take the guns away from the American people. And now, if what RB said was correct about the Secret Service, that wouldn't surprise me. But what he, Mike Gaddy said last night is maybe they're thinking that if the Republicans, the Trumpites, can get behind gun confiscation, you know, if their hero gets assassinated. Because after all, Trump has said on the red flag laws, confiscate them and let the courts sort it out. So I don't trust Trump.
Yeah, you're right. He hasn't been great on that. He's the bum stuck band. Yeah, and that's a lot of people are talking about that. The RNC apparently has a watered down support for the Second Amendment already before this. And you're right, Trump is very inconsistent on the Second Amendment. So yeah, I can easily see. And again, Trump, that's why I call it Trumpenstein. He infects both sides, and so if Trump came out and said, you know, we need to have, common sense, you know, safety, and so nobody gets shot like me or something, a lot of his followers are going to buy that because he said it.
Anyway,
so you're
I just
right.
want to throw that in. Good show, guys.
Thank you, Sherry. I appreciate it. RB, any comments on that? We have another call after this.
Well, I find it kind of weird or strange, or I don't know how you look at it, but the gun that's left at the scene that the assassin supposedly used was an AR-15, which is the iconic gun that they always talk about in all these school shootings. They have an AR-15. We have to get rid of the AR-15. So there's an AR-15 found. But snipers who have been all over the internet again, you know, ex-snipers in the military say the AR-15 is the worst thing for a long shot assassin to use. You want a better a better rifle for sniping is different kinds of rifles, and the AR-15 is not very good. It's more like a close quarter weapon. So that seems strange that that's left at the scene, of course, right? And you're right, on record, Trump on a hot mic said, let's take away the guns first, and we'll do the legislation afterwards. That caught on tape.
Yeah.
So you can and ideologically, he's not anything. He's very malleable. He's been a Democrat in the past. He was pro-abortion in the past when he was living in New York City and hanging around with all the Democrats, right? Because he was buddy-buddy with the Clintons. There's pictures of him at their wedding, that sort of thing, and pictures of them at his wedding. And, you know, it's one big club and you ain't in it, so, yeah.
That's right. Well, he's definitely not an ideologue, and you're right. He has a history of being all over the place on lots of issues, and a lot of people don't seem to realize that. They just know his history from when he entered politics, but he has a long history before that. Dave in New York, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have a friend who was a sniper and actually 50 cal, 1,200 yards, nailing it. It's like, you know, they have scopes down and take in the wind speed and everything else, and they can do that sort of thing. But here in Albany, New York, which I call mid-state because we're between New York City and Canada, and, you know, local radio here in, you know, the Tri-City area, they call it. A guy was at a diner, and, you know, he was a veteran. And he sees a vet sitting, I don't know what kind of garby at him. He saw a vet sitting at a table by himself, and he went over and, you know, did the old thank you for your service stuff, you know, even though we go into every country and rape and pillage and take every valuable asset that they have, yeah. You know, that's part of the Halliburton deal. That's the money-making deal. But anyway, he thanked him for being a veteran. And then that guy, you know, was leaving. The guy was sitting at the table, and he goes out to the parking lot because the guy left his sunglasses there. So, you know, here's this guy, the nice guy, taking the sunglasses out to him. And, you know, you've heard it before, but he says, the guy in the car there that's ready to leave, are you a Trump supporter? And he says, what you think he's going to say, I'm sorry they missed. You know, mm-hmm. Boy, this day, this country is coming under, you know, I don't think we've got it made. And I think if you're a Christian, you better dig in tight because it's a remnant, is a very small part of things. And if you look at TV shows like Young Sheldon and all, and, you know, what kids have seen, how many times has Young Sheldon, you know, said a man in disguise, you know, we've been put down. You watch the old Westerns, they even pray to Jesus sometimes, or the Lord at least. And now, the only time you ever hear him praying, you know, in the name of Jesus, is at a stock car race. That's all you have left.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And you're exactly right. I mean, they're God and Jesus in particular are never mentioned unless they're to be ridiculed. I mean, I like South Park. I love South Park, and Family Guy's pretty good. And other, but both of them had Jesus as characters for a while. And it wasn't a positive portrayal. And when they tried to have a show about Muhammad, they encountered such resistance from Muslims that they had to back off. And they did a show about it that was funny, but they never showed him. They couldn't portray him because apparently it's blasphemous to do that. So, yeah, I agree with you. This is a spiritual battle. I tell people all the time, this is, you know, you should have God on your side because the people that are in charge, they're serving the darkest force imaginable. I don't think of anything except they're satanically inspired. I don't know what you think about that, R.B.
Oh, yeah, you can see it. It's part of the whole program, the war on the middle class, the war on average people. You know, take away their, it's part, I think Albert Pike even wrote about it. Hey, you take away their spirituality and their faith and their basis, their understanding of the universe, and you make them view themselves insignificant and without ability to change events in any way, or, you know, it takes the power away from people when you take their faith away. And you look what else they're taking away: jobs, taking away their ability. The younger generation today have no ability to buy a house. They have no ability to really move forward for the first time in generations. The generation that's coming along after us are poorer off. First time it's ever been happened, and it's concerted effort. Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, Ross Perot warned about that in '92, and he was right. Esther in Washington, you're on the air.
Hello, Don Jeffries. It's nice that you're temporarily substituting Dave.
Thank you.
All right. So, you know, I've been listening to the program, and I'm not on the internet by choice. I don't have a cell phone by choice. And, you know, just hearing with an open mind. And then all of a sudden, I had this image in my head. And it was like a movie. And I thought, well, since they stole the election, when hasn't Trump been on the news? And then I saw the pattern throughout the years that Trump is always, something's always happening to him.
Yes.
And he makes this worldwide news. And there's a scripture in Isaiah 55:1, and this is what it says. It says, "Ho, like a sailor cry, a sailor's cry to obtain immediate, necessary attention." And then I thought, well, what did he have left? Let's see, all the prosecutions, the raids, the accusations. The legal stuff is slowly going away because of the huge implications to the Supreme Court if they don't follow the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera. And now we have this. It begs the question, is this an inside job? Who is inside? is it Trump working with the Democrats because they all work with the Zionists? And is this another Hollywood, you know, SHIT show? So that is my thought.
Well, Esther, it's a good thought. I certainly understand what you're saying. Trump has he's taken over politics since 2016. Just imagine the world. My book, Hidden History, which is still my bestseller of all time, doesn't mention Trump because it was published in 2014. It's hard to imagine that world now because Trump has changed the dynamic so much. And so many people that originally supported me, that interviewed me, wrote book reviews, turned on me when I started supporting Trump. Originally. And that's how much he has changed the dynamic. He's destroyed the left, and he hasn't done great things for the right either, because it's all about his personality. And you're right, it dominates the news all the time. And the people that hate him pay even more attention to him than the people that love him. So CNN and MSNBC should love what he does for the ratings. And if he comes back to the presidency, then they'll have better ratings, their anemic ratings that they have now. So I don't know what you think of that, RB.
Well, and too, go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say, it's obvious that Donald Trump makes the world go round for the media, of course, right? Even though his big ratings, like the CBS, I forget what his name was, the CBS guy who said that Trump may be bad for America, but he's great for us. The CBS guy, their ratings went through the roof whenever they put Trump on. So, you know, it's like world. It's WWE, and Donald Trump was involved with the World Wrestling Entertainment Group, right?
He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer. Finish your thought.
And I remember him palling around with all those wrestlers, and the old razor blade to the ear trick comes to mind, right?
Well, that's true. People who thought that. Esther, go ahead. What else would you say?
Well, you know, if you follow every rabbit trail, you finally get to the den, right? Mm-hmm. So Trump has been in a lot of movies, little cameos here and there. He's used to the limelight. He loves the limelight, which is fine. That's okay. But you see, it's bigger than Trump. Right now, we're in a war for world domination. And the Zionists who own the central world banking system are in a war with the BRICS nations. We know that. So what, how, and there's another thing, that the Zionists are master propagandists. And what better way to have a ploy within a plot, within another ploy, within another plot, where you can't trace where the den is?
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's what did Joe Pesci call the Kennedy assassination and Oliver Stone's JFK? It's a mystery wrapped up inside an enigma. You know, it is like that, and they make it purposely confusing, and it's hard to keep up with it. And in Trump's case, there's so many inconsistencies there where he'll say something. He still says things that are great sometimes, but then he follows it up with something. Yeah, maybe we should bomb Korea or something. You know, I don't know. But you finish up anything else you have to say, Esther.
Just thank you for being on the show, and thank you for having the callers speak their mind. Truth is power, and we've got to stay with truth. And just remember Isaiah 55, ho, like a sailor's cry to obtain immediate, necessary attention. All right. Take care.
Right.
Bye.
Thank you, Esther. Perfect timing because I hear the music coming. I think we're coming up on a commercial break again. It's the bottom of the hour. So, RB, hold on tight there. Callers, remember, I'll give you the phone number as soon as we come back. We'll be right back after these words.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight?
There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Yeah, welcome back to the Power Hour, last half hour here. Again, I hope we have a couple callers on hold, but the lines are still open, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Let's go quickly to Tom all the way in Ecuador. Tom, you're on the air. Tom, I hear your radio. Tom, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
I'm here. Here.
Okay. How are you?
Pretty good. Good. We live in Ecuador, and we have a 37-year-old president. I think the youngest one in the world. Mm-hmm. Son of a multi-billionaire. And
shocking.
The beat goes on, obviously.
Yeah.
Central and South America are changing in a lot of interesting ways. The cartel is trying to control, and at the same time, the globalists are trying to get at it and control it. So we've had a number of assassinations, pretty low-tech, but still people die. My comment was, I think, as Shakespeare said, the whole world is a stage, and this is quite staged because there's way too much money and interest involved in it on small scales all the way up to the top. Anyway, not sure if that's theatrical blood. I think it is. No blood on the hand, no blood on the shirt, blah, 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 blah. The blood's interesting. Last comment, Johnny Cash has a great song on his last album. It's Going by the Book. It's Going by the Book. And the song, you listen to it, it's everything's there. I mean, so it is going to go by the book, no matter what people think what playbook they're going to play. The long run is going to be, it's going to go by the book because there's a creator in control of everything. So, and he allows evil, he allows good, he allows all this, as we've seen and we hear. And so thank you for the show. Thank you for the open mic. And we've listened to you guys for over 20 years. So keep on going.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for calling all the way from Ecuador.
Okay.
RB, any comments on that? We have another caller hanging after that.
Oh, no, go to the next caller. That's a good comment.
Okay. We got another Tom closer to home in Ohio. Tom, you're on the show.
Good afternoon. Great show. Well, let me start out by saying I think Donald Trump is a bottom feeder in that swamp he's supposed to be draining. But, I started watching this after I got a phone call about it. And did anybody bring up that Trump said, wait a minute, let me get my shoes?
Yes, I brought it up in my article. I'll talk about it a little bit. Yes, that was very strange. Talk about it.
Yeah, well, you know, okay, you supposedly just missed getting your head blown off, and you're concerned about your shoes.
Yes, yeah.
So, exactly. You know, that's what made me think that last lady that called, I thought from the beginning when I've watched that a few times that it's all staged and Trump was in on it. Because I think if he was really in danger, he'd have been screaming like a 6-year-old girl at a mouse. Because he's so full of himself. Yeah.
You'd think he would have showed a little fear, but tell you what I wrote about it and about the shoes is that when I first heard that, I said, what? What is that? What is that comment? Yep. He said, "Wait, let me get my shoes." Was he giving the speech without his shoes? Did that shot that clipped his ear knock him out of his shoes? And I had people, you know, telling me, "Oh, you don't understand. When the Secret Service tackle you, really, that would why would that?" And somebody even told a couple people even told me, "Well, the very wealthy, you know, they sometimes they slip right out of their shoes." And I said, what? So the more expensive the shoe wear, the less likely it is to fall. My shoes have never fallen off flip-flops, but I don't understand that. That made no sense to me.
Well, yeah, me either. And that's, you know, one of the reasons. And then I hear all this other stuff and, you know, it just, that's the only thing that really makes any sense is that Trump was in on it. Because, well, like that other lady said, you know, they're all in on this together. You know, they decide who's going to win this war and who's going to win that war before they ever start it. You don't get attacked by a country and go to war the next day. You know, you've got all your troops, you've got your armament. You've got all your supplies pre-deployed and all that, just like they're deploying illegals in this country. That's a deployment. You know, they're bringing in their troops ahead of the war. So, yeah, that's just, as far as I can see, that's just, part of the plan.
Well, I can't argue with you, Tom. Great comments. Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for the call. Let's go. I want to show you something here. I want to talk about this a little bit. Go back to share the screen. Let's talk about it. Now, we talked earlier. I don't think you were on the air there. We talked about this. The original shooter was supposed to be this guy, Mark Violets, an Antifa member. And he supposedly uploaded a video on YouTube claiming justice is coming. And then suddenly he morphed into a three-namer, Thomas Matthew Crooks. And again, I did just a little bit of rudimentary research into him. There's, we're finding out stuff about him now. We know that this guy, apparently he was bullied. My friend John Barber alerted me to that because, I wrote the book Bullyocracy. He was bullied every day, according to his classmates, and as a lot of the school shooters are. But he also curiously wore hunting gear to school all the time, which is not common among bullied victims. And he appeared to be a so-called gun nut, but he tried out for his rifle club in high school and didn't make it. And I don't know how hard it is or not hard it is to make the rifle club at school. But so apparently, like Lee Harvey Oswald, who was rated a rather poor shot by the Marine Corps, apparently this guy wasn't a great shot if he didn't even make his rifle club. I maybe practiced, a lot after high school, but he donated to a progressive PAC, but he was a registered Republican. What do you think of the caller, and what do you think of what we know of this Thomas Matthew Crooks?
Well, it seems kind of odd, of course, but as far as Thomas Matthew Crooks goes, his last name happens to be Crooks. And what does Trump call the Democrats all the time? Crooks, right? So, and then, of course, his name is Matthew Crooks, and Matthew is a Hebrew word meaning gift of God. What a gift, eh? There you go. So, a little bit of that in there, of course. It just seems like it's another Lee Harvey Oswald thing. It's another Adam Lanza thing. It's another calling card, breadcrumbs, chase this down the rabbit hole, distract you with that. Well, and instead of taking your focus off the big picture, which seems to be the old, order out of chaos dynamic. You get the left fighting against the right because what happened online is all these left-wingers, these woke lefters, all of a sudden started talking about it being staged and Trump being in on it and stuff. And
yes.
These are the same people that hated Alex Jones for talking about Sandy Hook,
yes.
Right? So now you got all the right-wingers. They're all on board with this being a real thing. And these were people who were calling out Sandy Hook and all that other stuff, but now they're all on board with this being a real thing. And bang, they're fighting against each other and of course, families are being divided over this, and the old friends are divided over this, and it's just
suddenly
playbook.
Suddenly the woke left has discovered the wide, wide world of psyops or hoaxes, fake stuff. I mean, one of my friends who was, about as big a Trump hater as you can, texted me today and said, "So what do you think of the fake Trump shooting?" And he doesn't think anything else is fake. Ever. I mean, he would scoff at anything. So it just shows what the Trumpenstein Project is. They hate this guy so much, they could not possibly accept that he would really be shot, especially, survive and rise up triumphantly and all. And of course, the right just says, what else would he do? The right would say that he missed by an inch because it was God was intervening and it was a gift. And shows Trump was sent from God. So it's both. Sides. But we have another caller from Ohio, Kevin in Ohio. You're on the air.
Well, thank you. Hi, gentlemen. What do you think about the immediate people we saw suffer there? The man that was killed and the other people that were critically injured? I haven't heard any reports about them either.
Yeah, well, for a long time, the guy, I'm not sure yet if two people were killed or not. I know the one guy was Corto Malione, or I can't remember his name. It was a long last name, but it was a fire chief.
It's Corey Comprator.
Compitore.
Corey Compitore, an ex-fire chief from the town near Buffalo, I guess.
Yes, and so nobody's saying, and again, I don't, and whether it's Sandy Hook or anything, I never say that, you know, that people didn't die, or I don't know. I'm just asking questions, but I believe his daughter is already out there. I was shocked because you're talking about a day old, and again, some people might question that. I mean, shouldn't you grieve more than that? But I guess it's just anger, and she's already out there saying, you know, basically, don't tell me nobody died. I know what it's like, and I think she said something like, should I be looking for a lawyer or something, basically alluding to suing. And this is why I was so worried about the Alex Jones thing with Sandy Hook, because it opens the door, regardless of what you think about that. It sets a precedent for people in cases like this. You go back to 9/11. There's lots of family members of 9/11 that would love to sue the truthers because, you know, if you're going to say that somebody is harassing parents by questioning an event, then you can use it for any event. So, hopefully nothing like that happens here, but I'm not making it. I'm sure RB isn't either. I'm not saying for sure. I'm not making any declarative comments, and anybody that died and was injured, my heart goes out to their families. And I'm not sure. I think there was a woman that was injured as well. And if there was a second death, I don't know. Do you know, was there a second person killed besides him? Kevin?
No, I don't think there's a second person killed.
Well, there was a second person critically injured. That's what they reported. Two of them.
Yeah.
Two critical injured.
Okay. So that was it. So that could still happen. But, you know, again, because so many of us have followed these things from Gabby Giffords on to the Batman shooting, Sandy Hook, of course, Boston bombing, which is alluded to earlier, the Parkland shooting.
Yeah.
With David Hogg, who, you know, got such a high profile afterwards, things like that. And so we're skeptical of all these things. And this is odd because, you know, all of those shootings tended to be coming from a leftist narrative where it was, you know, see what happens when you have all these guns, and basically the leftists would be infuriated. And how could dare you question that happened? And so it's really interesting to see now that it's a lot of people on the left are saying, you know, how dare you? I mean, a lot of people on the left are saying this, they're dubious about this. This is a fake. And the people on the right are saying that. So it just shows how things can change. Same thing with free speech. You know, the right was canceled on college campuses for a long time. I very much oppose that. But as soon as Hamas attacked Israel and you had all the pro-Palestinian demonstrators, anti-Israel people on campus, suddenly the right was for censorship. So, you know, you either believe in free speech or you don't. I'm sorry, Kevin. What else did you want to say?
I believe that what you're talking about there. Yeah, that's the way they do it. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. RB, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's basically my thought, too. It's the old classic playbook. Divide and conquer, right? I mean, get people fighting against each other all the time and everything's so skewed partisan-wise, the Donald J. Trump syndrome, the absolute hatred of him on the one side and absolute worship of him on the other side. So 20% absolutely hate him, 20% absolutely love him. And they can't. For the 20% on the left, he can't do no right. For the 20% on the right, he can't do no wrong. There's this mushy middle of us in between saying, hey, wait a minute, let's take a look at the bigger picture. But we're crowded out because the most shrill voices are the ones on the far left and far right fighting against each other. Us here in the middle that are trying to make sense of it and trying to dial it back, and let's take a look at it analytically, we can't get anywhere because of the emotion of this stuff. And it's being stoked on purpose by the media, by the powers that ought not be who control everything. They love this. This is perfect for them.
Yeah, and I you know, part of me, and again, I don't believe any of this stuff. Like, you know, a lot of people that on the right, they want, you know, blacks charged with hate crimes. I don't like the idea of hate crimes, period. But obviously that would be consistent. But it's the same way here. There's a part of me that would almost want that guy's daughter to sue some people, you know, on the left that were claiming this didn't happen, to get a taste of their own medicine. Now, I personally think it would probably be laughed at every courtroom because it might not fit the narrative. But, you know, you either... It goes into free speech. This is a question of free speech. We should have a right. Now, you know, there's a big difference between if something happens with your neighbor, let's say your neighbor suffers a tragedy and her kid is killed or something, then it really is harassment for you to say that didn't happen, I think, at least to some degree, because they're not a public figure. It's not a nationally reported story. And so they would be hurt by that. But when something is a nationally reported event, certainly an assassination attempt, seems to me we have the right to speculate. Now, some of that speculation is going to be irresponsible. You're going to have, I haven't heard it yet, but there probably will be people claiming it wasn't a real Trump or something. I don't know. They've already had people saying it wasn't real blood and that he looks to be clutching something with his hand. And, you know, we know what they do in movies where they open those things, they have the fake blood. That's what people are going to do. But I just look at, asking the right questions. And I think there's every reason, and lots of people all around are questioning the Secret Service performance. We'll see what happens there if anyone is fired over that. But I'm seeing that, RB. I don't know about you, but I'm seeing people on both the left and the people on the right who obviously, think there's no hoaxy element at all to this. They still are questioning the Secret Service, and they think, okay, they were maybe setting this up as an inside job. And the people on the left, because again, they don't want to imagine Donald Trump could be shot at legitimately and get sympathy points from the voters. They're questioning the Secret Service as well. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the Secret Service failures are so glaringly obvious that there's only one way they can handle this. They're going to have one of those House Republican investigations. They'll call in everybody. They'll scream and yell at them in front of the TVs and stuff. But the key to all this will be, does anybody get fired? Is anyone reprimanded? No. Is Kimberly Cheadle going to be fired? And if you look into Kimberly Cheadle's background, it's all, she was, let me see here. Yeah. So just let me, Kimberly Cheadle was Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle. She has close ties to the Cheneys, of course, right?
Oh,
she evacuated Vice President Dick Cheney on 9/11. She's also responsible for the J6 deleted text scandals. She's going to be the linchpin when they bring her in, and if she somehow skates, or maybe she'll just do the noble thing and resign, and that's where it will end. But there's going to be a cover-up, guaranteed. And just keep a close eye on who gets reprimanded, who gets fired. Is there going to be a real investigation, or is this going to be another smoke and mirrors, closed congressional hearing, a cover-up, a 9/11 commission, a Warren Commission thing? That's going to be the key to watch for this.
Well, that's it. It'll be one of the Republicans. There's a lot of smoke there when they're doing it. Jim Gordon gets all fired up, and Jim Jordan and some of the other, Matt Gaetz and people like that. Thomas Massie, who I love. I think he's the real deal. And I wrote recently about the very mysterious death of his wife, which still hasn't been, we haven't been given a reason for it. A couple of Substacks back. Again, you can go to my Substack, Donald Jeffries, at Substack.com. I protest. See all my work. I write there constantly. But I don't know if you heard this, RB, but somebody told me that Massie was moderating the debate between the candidates like RFK Jr. and, I guess, Liz Stein and the Libertarian over the weekend or something. Did you hear that? Which it's, I guess he's back in the public eye, but I was really surprised to hear that. Did you hear that?
Yes, I watched it. He was one of the moderators, and RFK Jr. didn't take part in it because I guess his people said it wouldn't give him any advantage or anything. So it was between forget the libertarian guy's name, Chase something, Jill Stein, and then the Christian Heritage guy, Randall Terry, and they had a pretty good debate. Oh. And it's the kind of debate that you want to see if it involved Biden, Trump, and Kennedy Jr. too. It was a really good debate, and it was well done. And yes, Thomas Massie was one of the moderators. And for a guy who just lost his wife, he seemed to have recovered pretty quickly and processed it and managed it. I mean, he was composed, and he really did a good job of moderating this debate. It was so well done. You're thinking, my God, why can't Biden, Trump, and Kennedy Jr. be there, and let's really see an actual open debate? It was wonderful to watch, actually.
Well, probably because those candidates would make them look so bad that maybe even the dumbed down American sheeple, at least some of them, would say, "Well, okay, maybe Trump and Biden aren't the best thing and the best and brightest that we have to offer." I can't believe it. I thought for sure they were the two best choices we had, but I'm shocked to hear about that, because Massey and I'm interested to hear, because I still am wanting to hear about it. Anybody who has not seen that interview he did with Tucker Carlson, that was the most amazing interview I've ever seen an American politician in recent memory, where he called out AIPAC and said every member of Congress had an AIPAC babysitter, and then his wife suddenly dies a couple weeks later. I mean, I don't know how you can't draw the dots there, and there's never still no cause listed. And she was very healthy. She was on vacation the week before and out there in Mount Rainier. So anyhow, we're only got a minute left. RB, give out anything you want, closing thoughts or any links you need to promote.
Okay, quick closing thoughts. Here's what I'm going to predict. Of course, Trump's going to win now, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to sweep to re-election. And the reports are going to continue to make it seem like Biden's medical condition is worsening. And right after he loses the election, he'll either die or they'll shuffle him off to an old folks home. But because of that, the civil unrest is going to spread, because you know the left, MSNBC, Rachel Maddow types are going to say that the Russians got Trump in again. And so civil unrest is going to spread. There's going to be fake conflicts out of there between government-sponsored terrorist groups like Antifa and Patriot Front, and they'll orchestrate and manipulate that. And I'm betting there's going to be another false flag attack, maybe by the U.S. border, or maybe an outside nation that's going to draw the ire and create some kind of condition where the stock market's going to really dip, maybe even crash.
Okay, so it's exciting times, RB. Your guess is as good as any. I want to thank the listeners, thank all the callers. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Power Hour. Thanks for Catherine and Todd giving me this opportunity. Take care, everyone.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.